Louis Remizier at Phillips Securities. Joey, tell us, why is the stock market moving sharply higher today?
Well, indeed, the Singapore market opened up 11 points today, taking the cue from Wall Street, with Dow Jones closing up 80 points. So we started to see the market strengthen further with banks and a broad rally of blue chips, with counters like SPH and SGX rebounding by more than 2%. So this was mainly due to the news of the Bank of England signaling that interest rates will continue to stay at historic lows until 2018. So in the US, there will also hint that the Fed won't raise interest rates in March, which is a boost on liquidity and sentiment. So today was one of the few bullish days we have seen so far this year, with the STI rallying throughout the day and even closing up by 65 points at the day's high.
You know, it was kind of strange. Some people think that the STI rebounded so strongly while the regional markets were more lackluster. What do you think?
Well, indeed, today was quite a surprise rally for the Singapore market, you know, compared to regional peers like Hong Kong and Japan, with the Nikkei even dipping down by 1.3%. So I guess it is mainly led by some of the key index component stocks like Singtel, which surged up by more than 6% due to a move above a key technical level. And we have also seen counters like SIA, you know, surging by close to 4%, you know, with the release of its third quarter results, you know, where the net profit was up by 36% year on year, which is way above expectations. So I think these are some of the reasons why we are outperforming the other markets today.
Going forward for the rest of the month, how do you actually expect the local bourse to perform?
Well, this year had one of the worst start in more than a decade, you know, for the US and Singapore market, with the STI falling by more than 10% last month before stabilizing a little. So essentially, there are still lingering worries over the slowdown in China and the global economy. Oil still continues to be the main driver of concern. So just 2 weeks ago, we have seen crude oil tank below the US $28 multi-year low before recovering to about US $32 now. So the huge decline seen in the oil and gas counters last month has kind of abated for now, but the trend is still down for most sectors. So on the whole, STI has been supported above the 2,530 level for more than 2 weeks, where we saw some bargain hunting taking place, and it seems like a pretty good support for now. So with the rally seen today, we can expect more strength in the near term back to the 2,700 if the STI is able to cross back above its key resistance at 2,650 for now.
Joey, let's get your picks. Are there stocks that are worth looking at?
Well, given the current market uncertainty, one can consider accumulating defensive counters, you know, that do pay good dividends. And one of them is Singtel, which has a dividend yield of more than 4.5%. So fundamentally, Singtel has the least exposure to Singapore's telecom sector with regards to a potential fourth entrant, as it has been aggressively expanding overseas and has a well-diversified operation across Asia. And technically today, Singtel has been supported above the $3.40 for more than a month. We have seen a move above the key $3.60 resistance today, which can potentially lead to a reversal. So one can consider bargain hunting again if it dips to near $3.60 or if it hits back to the $3.40 support for any rebound back up. So it's back to you, Daniel.
Many thanks, Joey Choi, Remizier at Phillips Securities.
Singapore Airlines has extended the closing date.